Hello and welcome to United Way Cares on KDNK Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. My name is Tracy Gurley-Tomaszewski, and I am the Executive Director for United Way Battlement to the Bells. United Way Battlement to the Bells' mission is to improve lives by mobilizing the caring power of communities throughout the Roaring Fork, Crystal, and Colorado River Valleys, from Battlement Mesa to Aspen, and to advance the common good for all, focusing on education, financial well-being, and health. We work to support local nonprofits through funding, and now with the United Way Battlement to the Bells AmeriCorps Vista Project. Today I have Bo Blodgett, the Housing Development Analyst, at Habitat for Humanity Roaring Fork, here to tell us more about what they are up to. Welcome, Bo, and thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me, Tracy.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing good. You know, I was just listening to KDNK about the marbled godwits.
Fascinating, right?
Very fascinating, yes.
So you are in quarantine or lockdown, stay-at-home order, as is everyone else right now. Is that correct?
That's correct. I'm actually... I haven't been home since before this start. I've been in Denver at my 75-year-old mother's house since it started. And, you know, it's nice that I can be down here and kind of help her with things since she is at risk and, you know, do the shopping and everything else for her. So,
normally I live
in Glenwood, but it's starting to feel like I'm a Denverite again, so...
I can understand how that can happen. So, but you are working for Habitat, and you're doing housing development analysis. What does that look like?
I, as you know, was an AmeriCorps Vista until a couple of weeks ago, and so Habitat decided to hire me on in this position. And really what this position entails is looking at future developments, looking at future business models, and, you know, coming up with the pro formas, you know, kind of the financial analysis, making connections, talking with partners, and really trying to create a path forward for our future development and for kind of other ways that we can best serve the community.
That's really interesting. So who might be some of the partners you would be talking to?
Well, I mean, we're currently engaged with our current partners at Basalt Vista and, you know, possibly looking at doing future developments with them. Our partners at Basalt Vista include Roaring Fork School District and also Pitkin County. So, you know, I'm not going to talk too much about future projects that we're looking at, but you know, we've had a really great relationship with both of those entities, and we are, you know, kind of talking about their housing needs in the future and how we can be of assistance.
Very good. So they are looking for employee housing, or what specifically are they looking to develop?
Right. So it's, well, the housing needs in the valley are vast and broad, and yes, you know, employee housing specifically for the school district, but, you know, the county is interested in you know, both employee housing, senior housing, and so, you know, there's a variety of opportunities you know, when looking at different models, you know, from looking at trailer parks and, you know, how can we best create, you know, viable models to create safe places for people to live in trailer parks, to just straight up workforce housing, how best to serve the needs in sort of a continuum of housing, thinking about how employees come to the valley, into rental housing, their capacity for saving, and, you know, what we can do to help them get to a point where they can have a down payment, and then looking at deed restricted affordable housing so that because market rates are unaffordable for most people in the Valley. Well, a large percentage of people in the Valley. I'm not going to say most people, but it's important to provide those opportunities in the form of affordable homes.
Does the concept of permanent supportive housing ever come up?
You know, permanent supportive housing is a really interesting concept. So permanent supportive housing is this concept where you take, and it's really a high-risk population. So, you know, whether you're looking at people who are facing, who have disabilities, or if you're looking at a homeless population, basically you're taking a population that needs a high level of support, and you are providing them rapid housing. So there's no sort of qualms about you have to do X, Y, and Z in order to get into this housing. And then you bring support to them. So Habitat's model is really focused on home ownership. And so permanent supportive housing is really kind of a rental model. And it's a great model. It's kind of the where the industry is moving because you look at these temporary shelters and everything like that. It's just there's a place for them. But really, if you want to make an impact with people who are experiencing homelessness or who are in danger of experiencing homelessness, you need to move towards a permanent supportive housing model. And I know that there's a couple of entities in the Valley that are looking at this model. Habitat, you know, we're always interested in partnering, you know, if there's a bigger development, partnering with entities to look at land and developing any type of housing, but in terms of what we build, we are focused 100% on home ownership.
Got it. So can you tell me a little bit more? I assume with all these stay-at-home orders, it's challenging for you to do the volunteering that Habitat is known for. So how is that looking right now, and what's going on right now with the Restore as well?
So yeah, unfortunately, you know, we've had to halt our volunteers at the moment. There's too many variables in terms of our COVID response plan. And so for the time being, we've put a halt on our volunteer process. But we're hopeful that, you know, we can use that opportunity to look at, you know, how we interact with volunteers and improve upon that process. And we're actually thinking that our next Vista can tackle that project with us. In terms of, you know, our response for COVID has been, I've been really impressed with, you know, we had Mike Scanlon, and he was able to come in and, you know, with his background as a town manager, really create a robust plan for operating in COVID conditions. So we've been able to keep the Restore open virtually. So it's a little bit different. You know, we're not necessarily opening our doors to everyone. You know, you can call and set up an appointment, and we can walk you through the Restore via video conference, and you can shop online. Which is, you know, we have this, I'm calling it a minimal viable product because we're going to develop this business line further. But we've been able to keep a large portion of our staff employed, you know, under very strict COVID guidelines. And that's been kind of a huge difference in terms of, you know, we really care about our employees, and, you know, we worry about their ability to, we just want them to be able to feed and clothe and house themselves throughout this crisis. And I think our ability to do that has really spoken to who we are as an affiliate and how we can take adversity and just, you know, change our plan and create new opportunities.
Yeah, I love the online shopping format. I think something you guys should keep developing out past the COVID-19 pandemic response. I think that's really cool.
So if you're interested, all you listeners out there, in supporting Habitat throughout this crisis, we are open for shopping. You can visit habitatroaringfork.org/shop. We have it's a Dropbox folder with pictures of all of our inventory on there. And there's a number you can call. It's 970-945-9138. Or you can email onlinesales@habitatroaringfork.org. And you can set up a virtual shopping session with one of our ReStore employees.
That's impressive. Can you say that phone number one more time for me?
Yeah, it's 970-945-9138.
Very good. So, like you said, you were in AmeriCorps Vista, and you all are planning on bringing another AmeriCorps Vista into Habitat. And I'm just wondering, can you tell me your favorite memory so far of working with Habitat for Humanity Roaring Fork?
You're putting me on the spot there. You know, honestly, one of my favorite days was when we had all of the AmeriCorps Vistas in the Valley out to our site, and we volunteered. You know, as a Vista, we're very much in the background. We're very much, you know, helping create programs and processes and marketing. It's very much an office position. So, the opportunity to get together with some of your peers, get out in the sun, swing a hammer. You know, even though I work at Habitat, I don't get to actually work on the site that often. So it was mm-hmm. really a pleasure when you all came out to our site and we all built houses together. That was fantastic.
I would say that I think a lot of the AmeriCorps Vistas in the past year would agree that that was one of their highlights as well. It was really fun to be out there. So what can people do aside from shopping virtually with Habitat right now to help support Habitat for Humanity Roaring Fork?
Well, we're always collecting donations. You know, we also are doing pickups. So if you are spring cleaning, if you are taking this chance to, you know, you're stuck inside, you're doing some projects, you're clearing out your living room, dining room, office, you know, whatever, give us a call and our truck team, you know, we've implemented COVID safety measures with our truck team. They can pick up curbside, or they can do what we're calling a white glove service, and they can come and pick up your, you know, used items. So, you know, that's one way. And it's challenging because we do rely so much on volunteers, and at the moment, you know, that is shut down. But definitely, you know, I'm going to plug the ReStore again. Definitely shop the ReStore, check it out. I know that we will plan on opening our doors in the next couple of weeks, so watch for that. And, you know, really just stay safe, support your community.
Yeah, I think that's really important as well. And we are always so proud and happy to have Habitat for Humanity have such a large presence in our valley. I do understand that you all are under new leadership.
Yeah, Gail Schwartz came in, and she is the president as of mid-February.
Excellent. And
yeah,
working
with Gail, she's been fantastic. She's come, you know, she's come right in, and I mean, wow, what a way to start, right? Like, you start in February, and then COVID hits the next month. She's done a fantastic job of just keeping everything running, you know, being very agile and, you know, how we address different issues. You know, we've closed down the build site. because it's in Pitkin County. We opened up our warehouse. We devoted part of our warehouse space and rented out a, you know, a small space down in Newcastle to do off-site construction. We've been panelizing walls. And, you know, it's just, there's been so much happening in such a short amount of time. And, like, Gail's leadership has really shined through, and, you know, her ability to roll with the punches and keep things going and, you know, still have that energy and creativity going forward. It's been really amazing.
That's awesome. I'm really glad to hear that, although that transition was rocky with a pandemic right in the middle of it, it's going so smoothly.
Yes, as smoothly as it could.
You're right. So if people wanted to learn more about how they could volunteer in the future, because this is the thing, Habitat for Humanity has always done these great build projects with volunteers. And that's kind of, in essence, the way most people view Habitat. That's the thing they think of the most, I think. In the future, how can folks get hold of you all to do that?
You know, the best way is to, at the moment, follow us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, go to our website, sign up for our newsletter. You know, and we will, if you're interested in volunteering, you know, you can call the ReStore, say you're interested, you know, we'll put you on a list, and we'll notify you as soon as we're opening up that line of communication as well. You know, and it may be in the meantime, we might come up with, you know, some COVID friendly volunteer opportunities. You know, we always need help. You know, if you're interested, if you have the time, you know, we always need help with things like social media posts, and we always need help with, you know, varying degrees of administrative help. So if anybody wants to volunteer that kind of help, we'd love to take them on.
Cool. That's really exciting. I know there are some misconceptions out there about what Habitat for Humanity does. There are a lot of people that believe that Jimmy Carter is the president and runs all of Habitat for Humanity. And so can you clear up some of those more widely held misconceptions?
Right. Well, Jimmy Carter is not the president. He was president of the United States back in the 70s, but he is no longer that, and he's not the president of Habitat for Humanity. He's a great volunteer, and that's really what he's famous for, is being just a constant Habitat volunteer. I think that's one of the bigger misconceptions. I guess the other misconception is that we give away homes. We don't give away homes. We build, we give a hand up. So our whole philosophy is we take people who are ready for home ownership, and we help them get to a point where they can be homeowners, where they can make a monthly payment. And we also have them build their own home. And in doing so, they gain sweat equity. So they gain a little bit of a down payment, which they can use towards a mortgage when they actually close on their home. And our homes are priced affordably. We base our prices on the Colorado Housing Finance Authority and HUD's area median income guidelines. So we price our homes based on, you know, what the statistics say that a family who is making, you know, 50% of the average area median, or the area median income, that's not the average, can afford. So those are the two biggest, I think, biggest things to clear up in terms of misconceptions. Jimmy Carter's not our president, and you know, we don't give away homes. We help people achieve home ownership.
Excellent. I know that I've heard people assume that the homes are given away. And once you go out and volunteer and you spend some time on a project, you understand that that's not the case. But people are definitely, they're putting in that sweat equity, like you said, but they're also paying for their home. They're going to be paying a mortgage. And that's pretty far from giving something away, I would say.
It is. You know, we help them, we try and help them find the best mortgage that they can apply for possible.
Right.
And so in our area, you know, USDA is a great option. You know, CHAFA, Colorado Housing Finance Authority, has some great option for first-time home buyers. FHA has a few options. So we have a few lenders that we like to work with, and, you know, we don't necessarily favor anybody, but there are definitely lenders in the Valley that do a really great job working with our homeowners to get them in the best possible product.
Right. Well, and I think one thing that you all do a lot more of than maybe as advertised is you help educate people about homeownership in a way that makes it feasible. I remember when I first moved to the Valley, I went to a Garfield County Housing Authority workshop where we learned about home ownership. And those are some of the same classes, type of classes that you all have hosted in the past. Is that right?
Right. So we require that all of our homeowners go through some sort of home buyer education requirement. So traditionally, we have taught those classes in-house. You know, now we've partnered with Pitkin County, and Pitkin County requires that they have that requirement on the front end. But, you know, other things we're looking at, it would be really beneficial for this valley to have a certified housing counseling agency, which is an agency that not only puts in the effort to educate home buyers on, you know, mortgages and how to take care of a home post-purchase, that kind of thing, but also helps people create a plan for savings and get out of debt and manage their credit. So, you know, we are starting to push regionally with our partners to see if we can't get an agency that will provide services in the Valley. And, you know, if we do that, we'll probably outsource most of our home buyer education to that agency, to which, you know, we'll have been kind of one of the founding partners of. But, you know, it's one of the projects that is kind of in the mix.
Gotcha.
Not necessarily a slam dunk yet, but something that, you know, we're looking at. Garfield County Housing Authority is looking at. You know, I've had talks with other entities as well. So, yeah, we'd love to see something a little bit more robust, especially considering the financial hurdles that people are facing during COVID.
Sure. Excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I want to encourage folks to check out habitatroaringfork.org. If you want to do some online shopping, you can do habitatroaringfork.org/shop. Or you can call 970-945-9138 to set up your own online shopping experience, virtual shopping experience. Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah. And Bo, I wanted to thank you so much for taking the time to put together a radio show virtually with me. So thank you.
Thank you, Tracy.
And stay safe, everyone.